God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Is there a difference between being thankful and Thanksgiving? Well, think about it. Being thankful is something you are. Thanksgiving is something, obviously, you give. Thankful means I am full of thanks, and Thanksgiving is when I give that thanks. So there is a difference, which is to say, someone may think, well, if you're not saying thank you, then you're not thankful. I think that is a charge that is very plausible in some ways. And yet, I know in my own heart, there are many times where if I think about it, yes, I'm grateful to someone and I'm grateful for something, but I've not taken the time to express that outside. It's kind of like the old question, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make any noise? Well, if there's gratitude in my heart, but no one hears it, is there really gratitude? Well, notice what Psalm 100 verse 4 says. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We find the words thankful and thanksgiving there. Notice what thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is when I am thankful unto him. It's not just that I'm full of thanks, it's that I'm thankful unto him. I express that. It is a thanksgiving. And so the bottom line is, if gratitude is something you have, it is something you should give. Gratitude closes the loop. If you look at Psalm 102, you find the prayer of someone in trouble, and God answered his prayer. God gave answer. Well, obviously, that demands a close. That demands a completion of gratitude. I was distressed. I cried. God answered. Thank you, Lord, should be my response. Gratitude is a matter of memory. If you look at Psalm 103, you find that we're to bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits. Gratitude is something to be expressed, but it's something that has to be remembered first, taking the time to think through what I have to be thankful for. And it's a blessing to other people. Psalm 105 says, go give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. When I have a grateful heart, it is something that honors God, but it's also something that encourages other people. You know, at the end of the day, when I am grateful, it means I will complain less. It means I will probably be less worried and more pleasant to be around. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. He's our God. He made us. We're his people. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 107 says it this way. It says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, in all these Psalms, what you find is that the book of Psalms talks about gratitude a lot. But I think most of that gratitude is in the context of not feeling thanks, but of giving it. So today, if gratitude is something you have, it is something you should give to God and to those he has used to bless you.